Hey, Noam, thank you for having me comment on your interview with Sam Harris. I appreciate that. I could really respond to everything he said, but I just want to make a couple of points. First thing is, I don't think he really understand extremists, or as he likes to call them, jihadists, as he think he does. He doesn't understand how they think. He doesn't understand how they act. He doesn't understand that they don't really care about Muslim or Islam, or that they don't follow the teaching of Islam or anything. For example, at the your interview at the 39th minute and 52 second, he was talking about the jihadist, and he said he thinks that they have a powerful attachment to religious symbols. Like, he said that he doesn't think that they would do anything to harm the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And he even made a joke about it. He's like, "Oh, you're safe if you live close to the mosque," which is, ridiculous and not true and historically wrong, because they attack so many holy places. They attack mosques, they attack every terrorist attack. They did so many terrorist attack in the Middle East before they did anywhere else. And the holiest place in Islamic religion, Mecca, in November 1979, a group of extremist Saudis seized control of the Grand Mosque and took hostages of the worshippers. And it's Kaaba been on fire, set on fire before. The black stone was stolen. Like, so many things. So I don't know what he's talking about. He does just really doesn't get it. He really doesn't. The second point is that in your interview, also at the 10th minute of your interview, you were asking, you were sharing your experience about, being around a lot of Muslims. You have a lot of people that, you work with or you met, Arabs and Muslim, and you said that the good people, they don't buy with the agenda. They're not jihadists, as he likes to call them, and or fanatic or all this. And he was just, the way he responded is like he always talks down. And he even says, like, "Oh, people who become your friends are a self-selected group," and you corrected him. It's like, no, these are people like happen to be in my life. They happen to be around me. And then he goes to compare Islam and Muslim to Nazis, and how Nazis like even unmask, as he said, the people that were there, and they're pretending that they were like Jews, and then they turned out to be part of the Holocaust and the genocide of the Jews back then. And he compared that to Muslims, saying that they can treat you like a certain way, but they really are something else. And that's comparison to Nazis is disgusted, and it's racist, and it just shows what kind of person he is. Also, in the 15th minute and 43rd second, he claims that the horrific death in Gaza is entirely the fault of Hamas. Like, come on, entirely, like everything. Not there's not nothing else to blame. All these people that died, the innocent people, just all Hamas. And then, when he gets cornered, all of a sudden he's not informed. Like, when you ask him the 21st second, 21 and 20 21 minutes, sorry, and 20 seconds. I'm pretty tired, sorry. You ask him a question about, delivering aid, and if he thinks that Israel's doing what they're supposed to be doing, or are they using it as maybe leverage, or they. It was a great question. And all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, well, I'm not informed about aid and what's possible is not." Any logical person can answer a question like that. And it's obvious. Yes, there is ways you can put aid to the civilians, especially the more the war takes, you could take there's so many ways. But for him to escape question like this, he just so arrogant that he doesn't want to, that during the whole interview you don't feel like empathy. You can't detect it in his voice. Even when you talk about civilians, he always talk down when you talk about Muslims or Islam and all that, And the other thing that I always, notice that in all his interviews and this one too, is like he always try to, like, "Oh, I'm not talking about all Muslims. I'm talking about some Muslims," but then he always make comments about everything. actually in the 44 minutes and 57 seconds, he said, and I quote, he's like, we need, what we need are 2 billion Muslims who will get out of their own identity politics and start doing something. So now it's all 2 billion people, you know. Now there's nobody that's helping everybody now, you know. And they, even if there's good Muslim, they're very slow to condemn. I mean, you know, you use words like, you know, civilization, civilized, this, you know, that, but the way you talk about Muslim, and now you say all 2 billion people, and he's so obsessed with Islam and Muslims, like even in the an hour and 2 minutes into the conversation, you were talking about China. And then all of a sudden he flips it back and he's like, oh, it reminds me of our relationship with Islam, with wealthy, where wealthy countries just found their wealth in the underground, the oil and all that. They didn't really do anything. Islam, and he said Islam before that, and then he tried to correct it to like Gulf countries, and then he went back to Islamic country and all this. All Islamic countries are rich. Everybody just find oil. Did we have not contributed anything to mankind? Nothing. You know, mathematics, medicine, art, literature, like nothing. And he made fun of Quran, obviously. It's like, oh, it's only one book. Come on. You know, we all know the history of Islam. Not here to defend it. And there's a lot of countries that, like, what about Malaysia? What about Turkey? There's Pakistan. Like, there's so many, you know, but the way he talks about things is always like no empathy, looking down, talking down. You know, he never praises Muslim or Islam. You know, he talks about suicide bombing like it's like everybody, like 1.9 billion people. If they want to all commit, if they were all like that, suicide bombers, or 1% of them, would have been crazy. You know, I think the problem is he doesn't think that Muslims should be part of the solution. It's only a problem. And this is insulting to all Muslims. It's especially insulting to Muslims who sacrifice their lives. You know, the men and women in the U.S. Army, in the CIA, in the FBI, in the police. You know how many Muslims were, you know, hostages right now in Gaza as well? You know how many Muslims, actually, I just found out that in the IDF, you know, how many Muslims provided information and were part of operation to get, you know, Saddam Hussein or Osama bin Laden? How many scholars that, you know, sacrificing everything? But he doesn't want to hear that. He wants to just make, you know, Islam and Muslims are the problem. And the solution does not include them, you know, which I think is Islamophobic. And I think it's racist, to be honest, because he just want to eliminate everybody, which, you know, it's crazy. Of course, everything, we have a lot of problems that we need to solve, but the majority, and I'm talking about 1.9 billion people, the majority are in the right path. You know, he doesn't talk about, you know, what led to all this, you know, oh, nothing happened. Like they just, there's no wars, there's no constant war, there's no colonizations, there's nothing happened. The West did not do anything, you know. I think that the solution have to and is including Muslims that are responsible. There's a lot of scholars that, you know, sacrifice their lives to fight terrorism. And remember, bin Laden, Taliban, all these guys, before they attacked here, the United States, they attacked in the Middle East. And they were been hunted. And they were like labeled terrorists long time ago. So I think he needs to really look at the, he's not going to change, it doesn't matter. But, you know, for the people that, you know, see it, at least have empathy. When you talk about civil, like mankind, any death is horrible, you know. And if you don't talk it with sympathy, if you don't think that being Muslim and being, you know, human, and you have a part of it, if you think that he's just a problem, then you have a problem. I think that you are just as radical as the people you're criticizing, and you're definitely not making it a better place. That's my, nothing against you personally. I don't know you, but I think that you need to take a look at the big picture. You mentioned text in Quran and you don't really get it, you know? But it's okay. We live in a world where everything is one click away. If you want to find out the truth, you would, you know? So that's it. You know, that's all I want to say. And I thank you for this. And I, again, you know, for Sam Harris, you know, please try to educate yourself. It's never too late.